Brett and Kadri Ismail with you on a Tag Team Wednesday. And let's get right to it. Joining us right now, legendary ESPN soccer analyst Tommy Smith is on the phone. Tommy, how are you?
I'm fine, Brett. How is everything?
Everything's well. Let's start, obviously, with the big events of last night. How impressive was the performance by Team USA?
Not really impressive. Was good enough to win. Probably the best team won in the end. Once again, they were dogged by the fact that they couldn't finish. They had three chances in the first half, didn't put them away. Germany got a penalty kick. The referee blew it because the U.S. Defender committed the foul and denied a goal-scoring opportunity. And under the laws of soccer, that's a red card. The U.S. should have been playing with 10 players. The referee didn't exercise that. Germany missed the penalty kick. And then to add insult to injury, the referee went down and called a penalty kick against Germany for a foul that happened outside of the box, and it has to be inside of the box for it to be a penalty kick. The U.S. scored, and the rest was history. That about sums up in a few sentences what happened.
Well, Tommy, though, I know when controversy happens like that, there is an outcry. What is the outcry? Is it for this game? The Americans, don't deserve to be on this stage. Oh, the Americans, they got lucky. What is the mindset, of the soccer community as far as what went on with the refereeing?
I don't understand why Americans ever feel like that. There's nobody in this world feels like that about Americans, only themselves. The American women are probably one of the most respected soccer teams in the world. I mean, they've won the World Cup, which very few teams have done, because there's only a couple of teams in the world who take soccer seriously at a women's level, and that's Germany, Australia, Norway, Holland, Japan, and the United States. And I must say that this time the outcry hasn't been against the U.S. I must say this time I've been very disappointed in the U.S. women. I would have thought they would have much more class. I mean, one of the U.S. women said the other night that the referee gave two of the U.S. players yellow cards so as that she would be fit to undermine the efforts of the United States going up against Colombia. Now, that just doesn't happen. A referee doesn't give two yellow cards to players knowing that they're not going to be fit to play the next game so as that the team will be not playing very well. And then Wambach said she couldn't score goals on this turf, that maybe the turf is
right,
the problem.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, they've had so many excuses. They've done so much whinging. And so many of the players that have played on the 99 World Cup winning team have been attacking the coach, Jill Ellis.
Oh, wow.
And she's done a fantastic job. I mean, she has them in the final. How much better could she do? So there's been a lot of things around this World Cup that has really bothered me from, the point of view of sportsmen. And even last night, I know it's gamesmanship. I mean, if you watch the game, Hope Solo basically went for a walk for 5 minutes, went to Starbucks, had a cup of coffee while the German was waiting to take the penalty kick. And I know it's all part of the game. But, somewhere along the way, you have to have real sportsmen. You're going to be the world champions, you got to act like the world champions. It can't be win at any cost in my books.
See, and that's the thing about it. I think the pressure is so much on them that they're going to, revert back to the ultimate gamesmanship. That the only time I felt like I had to do some level of gamesmanship was when I was playing one-on-one street ball and I knew coming down the wire I was going to lose. I'm not calling a foul any other time, but right at that last minute, I'm calling a foul. I think the pressure might be getting to this team and they're using the turf, or they're using, the refs, or they're using, oh, geez, I don't need to be in this scenario. Let me go ahead and walk around before she kicks her penalty kick. I think that's the pressure. What is it? Is it that bad, or is it that much of a deal to, put yourself in rarefied air that you would go ahead and lose your sportsmanship?
Yeah, I think that's, you've summed it up very succinctly there. For the last, since 1999, the U.S. play maybe 50, 60 games a year, and they end up winning all these games 4-0, 5-0, 6-0, 7-0, 8-0, even as many as 10-0, because nobody else in the world was, paying a whole lot of attention to women's soccer, and they were coming up like I mean, they beat Ireland the last day, 8-0. So everything was fine then. There was no complaints, no crying. Everything was just perfect. But all of a sudden, as soon as some of the rest of the world started taking an interest, these players, as you said, put themselves in such rarefied air that all of a sudden it's, who has the nerve to even try to beat us? How can they think they should even be capable of beating us? And, you know, most of the women on the team have been very good about it. But there's been a few that really have let themselves down and let the game down, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm a pretty honest guy. I don't have a horse in the race. I don't care who wins at all. But I'm a pretty honest guy, and the one thing I like to see at the end of the day is I like to see a bit of fair play. It may be an old-fashioned concept, but it's still a concept that I like to see.
I appreciate that. Tommy Smith, ESPN soccer analyst with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Tommy, Landon Donovan tweeted something interesting last night after the game, something to the effect of what Abby Wambach has brought as a veteran leader, although not really a main contributor on this team, a clear shot at Jurgen Klinsmann, and Jurgen Klinsmann leaving Donovan off the last men's World Cup team. Is that fair? And does he have a point when looking at Wambach's situation with Team USA on the women's side?
I don't think he has any point. I mean, Wambach has complained almost as much as anybody has complained. She's the one that couldn't score on turf. She's the one that said the referee sent the players off. I mean, if that's the kind of an example you're looking for the young women in this country, well, then I'm glad I don't have a young woman that's playing soccer that's going to be, you know, taken under by Wambach. If FIFA were doing their job, she would have been suspended already. She wouldn't be allowed to sit on the bench after she said that about the referee. She basically said that the referee was fixing the games. And the last girl that said that said it in the Olympics, and she got suspended for three games. And missed the rest of the tournament. And I'm not sure how FIFA didn't take any action on Wambach, but I don't believe that Donovan is right, that she's showing good leadership.
Mm. Strong comments, and I understand 100%, Tommy, and I appreciate your candor. I think the one thing that is unfortunate is that there's not a lot of outcry of them saying, you know, they're not winning the right way. It does not look good as far as how they're going about their way. It seems like they're, for the most part, a bunch of spoiled, you know, women that feel that they're entitled to win and they're going to do it at all costs. And that's disappointing.
Yeah, that about sums it up. But I won't say all the team. There's just a couple of them on it, and a couple of the players that have played in 1999. I mean, I haven't heard anything from Julie Foudy or Amy Wambach, or not Amy Wambach, but the woman, I'm trying to struggle with her names now, the one that took the penalty kick in 99 and won it for them. But there has been no comments from them at all. They have been, you know, they have held their class and they have shown what the difference is. And, you know, for even to have a go at this coach, okay, maybe the US hasn't played up to their potential, but maybe the other teams are having something to do with it as well. Maybe that's why the coach hasn't had them play in the way that a lot of people would like them to play, or to play the way they used to play. But certainly last night, you know, they played well. They played very well. In soccer, you make your own breaks. It's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate the officials have so much to say in so many games and make so many mistakes. I mean, the officials in this game, and I hope that FIFA or Sepp Blatter or some of those guys are listening, has been pitiful. Pitiful. We've seen a game tonight again where England is playing Japan. The referee awarded a penalty kick for a foul that was outside of the box against England, and then she went down on the opposite end of the field, and the English girl, in my opinion, took a dive, and it was a bad dive.
Oh, my God.
And she awarded her a penalty kick.
Yes.
So she got it right by being wrong, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. That was a good, that dive.
Yeah, it was in slow motion.
Yes, yes.
A soccer expert, a horse racing expert, an all-around great guy. Tommy, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Take care of yourself. Sorry for being so blunt.
No, we love it. That's great stuff. That is really intriguing. We'll come back and talk about it next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.